don't know who you're going to blame today, but we'll figure out someone we can blame. Good morning and welcome, or good afternoon, wherever you may be. A little time change taking place, so it is early on the West Coast, it's late on the East Coast. Robbie Noel with you for the next 2 hours. These 2 hours brought to you by RepublicTradingGroup.com. Yes, the website is now officially up, and invite all to take a look at some of the stories, and there's a lot of them that you will find each and every day updated at ODARK100 on RepublicTradingGroup.com's website. You can also access the website by just simply going to RBNLive.com and accessing, just click on the banner. Says RepublicTradingGroup.com. Having said that, quick check of what's going on for this April the 3rd. Dow Jones Industrial Averages up 120 points. Go figure. Dow sitting at 11,228. NASDAQ up 11 at 2,351. According to the Associated Press, Wall Street rallied at the start of the second quarter Monday with evidence of a moderating economy and acquisition activity lifting stocks and sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average up more than 120 points. Well, if it makes them feel good, so be it. In the metals complex, a lot of action going on over there. Gold up $7 at $589.40. Silver up 27, $11.81. Platinum up $6 at $1,077. And palladium up $8 at $344. Crude oil knocking on the door at $70 once again. Up 97 cents at $67.60. And the U.S. dollar, surprisingly weaker by 2 basis points. I am shocked. I tell you, shocked. Coming up after the break, my special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg. To try and list all his accomplishments would be virtually impossible because they're so long and impressive. But you can access his CV, if you will, by going to kriegbooks.com, and that's spelled K-R-I-E-G, books.com. And as I said, coming up after the break, we'll be touching on many subjects, the economy, the political, and also, more importantly, his recent article that you can find linked to on RepublicTradingGroup.com. Articles entitled, I've Been Vindicated, Thank God. Interesting story, media doesn't want to tell you. Well, all that and more, so strap yourselves in, and we'll be right back after this.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday morning, and Mondays are always, stuff happens on Mondays, and apparently we haven't managed to hook up with Dr. Adrian Krieg just yet, and I'm sure, and I take full responsibility for this, I'm sure it was because of the confusion the host has this time of year with the time changes. I get very confused, especially when people are in other states, and in this instance, Dr. Krieg is in Florida, and even though in Arizona we don't change times, we have to try and figure out what time zones are which, and so whenever we spring forward, there's a little bit of confusion, but we will attempt to get hold of Dr. Krieg this hour. If not, I'm sure it's next hour or something along those lines. I want to update you on a story because I know it's of concern to a lot of people concerning the Iranian oil boss. As you know, tensions are heightened this week with the announcement that Iran has tested a 234-mile-an-hour torpedo that has got folks in a dither about. Now, whether or not that's true or not, we don't know. And it's sort of like the same thing that went on with the announcement that Iran was going to open its own oil boss. And I got a link sent to me this morning that says Iran is still insisting on opening a Persian Gulf oil boss with the southern Iranian island of Kish as its base. This according to a state television report on Saturday. It said the issue has already been agreed upon and the oil ministry has been instructed to open this boss in the Persian Gulf island of Kish, said economic finance minister. The boss will have a positive impact on oil sale by not only Iran, but the whole Persian Gulf region, the minister added. He also reiterated that the new oil boss could also replace the dollar-based oil exchange with the euro. Iran argues that while 60% of the global oil and 25% of the natural gas need was covered by the Persian Gulf states, oil dealing in either New York or London would have no meaning. Iran also wants to avoid the dollar-based oil exchange for not being target of economic problems of the United States and calls on a fair distribution of global economic interests. The plan to open the oil boss was raised by the administration of President, whatever his name is, last year. It was supposed to have opened in the new Persian year, which began on March 21st, but was eventually postponed. So the facts are, even though it was postponed and it didn't happen on March the 20th, it is still something they are looking at. And why should this be of concern? Well, it's not only Iran when you look at the big scheme of things. And it's a topic. The eminent Dr. Adrian Krieg can address, and that is the subsequent and ultimate demise of the fiat currency known as the U.S. dollar. It's no secret in the world of finance that large central banks around the world are quietly disinvesting themselves from the dollar or taking out insurance against the possible demise of the dollar. We have seen it in many instances, not only with China, but Russia as well, have made statements of late concerning the value of the dollar and how concerned they are. You see, everybody in the world is concerned about these burgeoning deficits. This runaway spending in Congress has ultimately saddled future generations of Americans with a debt that can never be repaid. If you go back to 1956, the U.S. debt at that time was around about $225 billion. The debt, according to government figures right now, in that short space of time, just 50 years or so, is now close to $9 trillion. So the graph is drawn. We can see where this is going. The politicians in Washington, D.C. have absolutely no guts in addressing this issue, just the same way as they have no guts debating the immigration issue. It's funny, over the weekend, listening to people like William Crystal on Fox News saying how he is pro-illegal immigration, I almost fell off my chair. But this is your neoconservatives. These same people that sent American sons and daughters to die in a godforsaken war thousands of miles away are the same people that are for open border policy. These are the same people that are trying to develop this North American community, which is basically just destroying U.S. sovereignty. It is this globalist vision that these people have. It's the Rhodes vision. It's part and parcel of the Council on Foreign Relations plan always has been, always will be. And then to hear the arguments for amnesty is it illustrates, I guess, I don't know what it illustrates. I guess it illustrates the state of education in America. How people have been so consumed by this Keynesian form of economic theory, which is bankrupt in and of itself. It's the reason why you're seeing disarray in Europe as we speak. But their argument is, and they had the Mexican ambassador on C-SPAN this morning, once again with this mantra of, well, these are jobs that Americans just won't do. Now, this makes no logical sense, rhyme or reason in any way, shape, or form. What jobs won't Americans do? You see, jobs are jobs are a commodity. A neurosurgeon, for instance, makes $800,000 a year. Why does a neurosurgeon make $800,000 a year? It's simply because he has a specialized field and there's not a lot of them out there. If we had to produce a million neurosurgeons out of thin air, well, the value of a neurosurgeon would decline precipitously. And it's the same when it comes to what jobs Americans won't do. It is a false argument because it is all based on supply and demand. If there is a demand for a certain industry, the wages of that industry will climb in proportion to the demand. If there's a glut of any one thing, prices will obviously reflect us. This is why the same argument that these people make that Mexicans do jobs that Americans won't do is the same people that are calling for minimum wage standards. In other words, they want to set a living wage. When you let the free market depict what it is willing to pay, they're going to pay a lot more than the minimum wage. A smart employee who finds himself with good employees that work hard, do the job, produce the stuff, whatever the case may be, he's going to take care of those employees, and he's going to pay them accordingly. He is not going to be dictated by government mandates from Washington, D.C. I guess this is the sickness that permeates these people. I mean, we have this mentality in Washington that these people that live in this glass bubble up there know what's best for the rest of the planet. Well, they don't. Because their track record sucks. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes.
Welcome back on this Monday.
I'm a dreamer on a highway.
This hour, just in case I haven't mentioned it enough, is brought to you by RepublicTradingGroup.com. You can access the website. You can read about what Dr. Adrian Krieg was going to speak about. It was a court case, Lewis versus United States. John L. Lewis, plaintiff against the University of the United States of America. It was an auto accident case. A vehicle owned and operated by a Federal Reserve employee brought suit under the Federal Tort Claims Act against the Federal Reserve as a federal agency of the U.S. government. And needless to say, the case was dismissed, thrown out of court. Why? Well, because the Federal Reserve is not an entity of the U.S. government. But hopefully we'll have Dr. Adrian Krieg with us next hour. As I said, my fault. Get confused over the time changes. Do it every year. It drives me absolutely nuts. Takes me about a month to figure it all out. We have... Is it Paul in Florida? Hello.
Hello, Robbie.
How you doing, sir?
Oh, hanging in there. I was watching the cable. I see gold's up about 850 today.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what's silver doing, just out of curiosity?
Hi-ho, silver. Well, obviously, silver has been confounding the experts, just simply because of the fact that... And I've seen some interesting comments about the silver ETF, which is it's not a matter of if it's coming to market; it's a matter of when it's coming to market. And while this waiting for this announcement is causing all kinds of angst, silver today up 24 cents at $11.73.
Oh, that's good.
There's no question it's going to head substantially higher than this, and in large part it's there's going to be a lot of things that are going to become very apparent to a lot of people, and in large part it's what a lot of people have been talking about for a long time, and that is the supply deficit.
Yeah.
That is evident in the silver market to those of us who have been paying attention. So
yeah, I know the euro is up just a little today. It's up, I saw it at 121. And there's always seemed to be something about this. They won't leave this Iran thing alone. I don't know who's pulling whose chain, but I think Iran came out and said that they were developing some kind of a high-speed torpedo or something like that. You know, something's going to happen over there.
I mean, they tested it over the weekend,
that thing is just very gradually ratcheting up, and I think we're going to do something before the end of April. I mean,
it's this is where the sticky situation comes in, because what we are going to be dealing with once again is reinstituting the Cold War, because China and Russia obviously are not going to be willing partners.
They're the two wild cards. I can't quite figure them out. Now, this Iran Boris thing was put on hold. I mean, that's the last I heard. And I think somebody went over there and did some damage control. And if I were to pick who it is, I'll bet you the Chinese went over there and said, look, we're holding a lot of U.S. paper. Why don't you give us a chance to get rid of it first before you do this oil bores thing? I mean, I'm just pulling that rabbit out of the hat. I don't know for sure.
Oh, sure. Oh, listen, it's always good to pull rabbits out of the hat.
But somebody with a lot of clout went over there and read them the Riot Act. And I think it was the Chinese. Not to say that they won't go to that Boris eventually, because they probably will. But they just want to get out of the burning building first before it collapses.
But it would also, I mean, as I've said before, if you look at the figures and how much money is involved in how much the U.S. particularly buys oil from Iran, it's minuscule. Majority of our oil comes from Canada.
Oh, yeah.
But it could also, they could, you know, in my warped mind, if we do face a dollar collapse, at some time, say, after the Iranian oil bourse comes online,
yeah,
they could use that as an excuse why the dollar collapsed, and not so much as to the misguided policies of U.S. congressmen and senators.
I'm beginning to think, and in fact, I know now, this isn't so much a war over natural resources, it's a war over currency and the viability of the world's currencies, primarily the dollar. And they know in Washington, the Iranians got us right by the you-know-whats with this. They know that.
Oh, listen, there's a number of issues out there.
Yeah.
You know, I always use the example of what Lincoln did during the Civil War, and that he flooded the East South with fake currency, the Continental Dollar.
Yeah.
Well, North Korea has been flooding the world with fake $100 bills for who knows how long.
Yeah. Oh, okay, Robbie.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
And we'll be back with Jeff from New Mexico after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic.
the American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Welcome back to the Republic Trading Group .com hour. The toll-free number for Republic Trading Group for all your gold and silver needs is 1-800-691-7898. And besides the new and improved website, yours truly has joined up once again with Republic Trading Group and Jeffrey Bennett not only help you convert your worthless Federal Reserve notes into something tangible and real, but obviously we've also streamlined the process, and you have the ability of placing an order with Republic Trading Group and receiving your order lickety fast, and we'll attempt to find the best deals we can out there. And I have to tell you, it's getting tougher and tougher. There's not a lot of this stuff out there. I mean, you even had the chairman of a major mining company, you can find the story on republictradinggroup.com, who says, well, you know, these resources are finite, and many mining companies are finding it hard to find additional resources. So, as I said, you can give us a call at Republic Trading Group, and we'll be more than happy to answer any of your questions and tell you what the best deals are. Once again, that number is 800-691-7898. Let's go to Jeff in New Mexico. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Robbie. You're only going to be on an hour now? Is that what you said?
No. 2 hours.
Okay.
But I think where the confusion, I said this hour brought to you by RepublicTradingGroup.com.
Yeah. on the Lars Larson show, talk show this weekend, he told a lady if the rationale to bring in more immigrants is that they are the only ones who, as nursing home workers, will change adult diapers and so forth, then they should be given a raise. I mean, the legal people already doing such jobs.
Oh, sure. It's a false argument. I mean, it is, but then again, the arguments are coming from those who buy into the Keynesian theory of economics, because there are no jobs that Americans will not do. The labor force is dictated by supply and demand. I mean, it's basic economics 101, Adam Smith economics, and so it's a false argument.
You know, the trouble with America is corruption in the people, like the victims of 9-1-1. I mean, the surviving family members who each got these wrongful death money of over $1 million apiece.
Sure.
I think they're simply being paid off from seeking the truth about how the buildings went down. And are they using part of their lawsuit money to pay, you know, like that attorney Phil Berg, who's been on Webster Tarpley's show, you know, filing that lawsuit? Why aren't they paying these attorneys to bring that up in court again? Are they doing with that money, or are they just being paid off because they just want the money? Do they even really care about their family members that died?
This whole 9/11 thing is... you know, Doug Thompson, who I've often quoted, he's the owner of a website called Capitol Hill Blue. Recently, in an article this past weekend, he poo-pooed the theory that Building 7 was intentionally pulled. He came up with the idea that maybe the building imploded because of the debris that fell on it from... either Tower 1 or Tower 2. Now, a lot of people are very upset with Doug Thompson for changing his story, in other words, buying into the official line. And there's a number of disturbing things that's happened over at Capitol Hill Blue, namely that he was served with national security letters, which means that the government wanted to know from Capitol Hill Blue where it gets its funding from, and all this. So maybe, you know, Doug Thompson himself has fallen into this trap and has moved away from, you know, questioning all the events leading up to 9/11. But it's not going to be as deep as, for instance, the Kennedy assassination, because we got so much other information outside of that. When you go back, you got to go back and look at World Trade Center Tower Number 1. You know, the first World Trade Center bombing, and government's involvement in that debacle as well. Then you go, and it's the same sort of pattern. Whether you're talking about Waco, whether you're talking about Ruby Ridge, whether you're talking about the Oklahoma City bombing, you know, we just recently had a judge question. The tactics used by the FBI with Timothy McVeigh. So, you know, when you put these things in total, when you look at the big picture rather than little individual things, sure. You know, I mean, was Flight 93 shot down? Of course it was shot down. I mean, it's not even debatable on that subject.
Did you hear this Wisconsin senator, I think it is Russ Feingold?
Sure.
Saying that what Bush with this spying, and he didn't say nothing about 9/11 conspiracy, but just Bush spying is as bad as Watergate. So why is Bush getting away with all this? Seems like what Nixon did was minor compared to what Bush is doing.
I've heard and I've watched a lot of the speeches that Feingold has made, and. What it illustrates to me is how bankrupt the left is, or how bankrupt the Democrats are, because basically they've just led him out to fail on his own. There's been no support backing him up. I mean, last when was it, on Friday, I was watching the hearings on the censure motion that that he filed. There was Russ Feingold, and I think there was one other Democrat that was at that committee hearing. There were five or six Republican senators there to basically just vilify him. They had the panel. Howard Dean was there. And obviously everybody tried to discredit Howard Dean as well, because he came out and he said that the spying scandal of this Bush administration far exceeds anything that Nixon did. And the first thing that they could do to shoot down his argument was remind everybody he was a convicted felon. I mean, what difference does that make?
Right.
It was all designed to discredit. And unfortunately, Feingold's censure motion is going to die on the vine just simply because he has no backing for that censure movement within his own party. I mean, they don't even want to touch it. I mean, here you've got Hillary Clinton scratching her head thinking she's going to run for president, but she doesn't have an issue to run on. She can't be opposed to the Bush administration because she supported the war. And they it's likewise with all these Democrats.
Is that Russ Feingold? Is he Jewish? I think that that Paul Wellstone up in Minnesota is Jewish. I heard that those Jews, they go up into these Scandinavian states, you know, because they're socialistic or something, so they're able to be elected. I mean, but just because he's Jewish, you can't. He's trying to do something, you know. I don't know.
I wouldn't use his religion as well. I mean, in today's crazy world, who knows? But he has been the lone voice on the Democratic Party. He was the only one of the Democrats that was opposed. Well, maybe there were one or two more, but he was the first one to speak out against the Patriot Act. I mean, he voted against the Patriot Act. And he got roundly criticized and vilified for that. His biggest claim to fame is hooking up with Senator John McCain for the campaign finance reform bill, which is a boondoggle in and of itself. But he has been a maverick within the Democratic Party, and unfortunately, like Congressman John Murtha, Democrats have a tendency. Not to rally around, senators or congressmen who go against conventional wisdom of political correctness. They just leave them out there to fend for themselves. There's no unity within the Democratic Party in any way, shape, or form. You know, come November, this is going to be an interesting election year. There's no question about it. I don't know how many so-called Republicans are going to cross over and vote for Democrats. I think Republicans, by and large, have a problem with just voting for Democrats. And I think rather than vote, they more than likely, I think the Republicans' biggest fear is not so many people switching over to vote Democrat just because they're opposed to the Bush administration's policies. I think this could be a very low turnout as far as Republicans are concerned, because conservatives, by and large, I've said sometimes maybe they'll go into the booth and hold their nose and pull the lever for a Democrat, but I don't think they will. I think they will, rather than vote, they will stay away.
And people have lost faith in even voting, you know, because there isn't a paper ballot. There isn't a good way to verify that your vote, everybody's votes is true, you know, on the totals and stuff.
Well, I think another problem is what we are witnessing is a failure of this thing called democracy. I mean, this is my pet peeve, because your right to vote, there's no prestige or there's no there's nothing. That makes voting an important issue any longer, just simply because everybody can do it. They devalued the currency, the gold standard for voting, just by adopting this one man, one vote rule, which, you know, is coming to fruition. I mean, you know, the administration promotes democracy. We're going to spread democracy worldwide. Well, they got democracy in Iraq. They don't like it. You know, they've got democracy in Iran. They don't like it. So they are stuck between a rock and a hard place. How can you promote something then all of a sudden when the outcome is it goes against what you wished for? It is a simple example of how, you know, this silly concept of anybody who's breathing has a right to vote. If we're going to get serious about returning America to its republic roots, obviously we'd have to have a debate of who can vote and who can't vote.
I had one more thing.
Yes, sir.
On Alex Jones' show today, he's been lecturing everyone that listening, kind of sounds like to me, that if you favor assisted suicide rights, then that you should be the first one to kill yourself. But, you know, I say to Alex Jones, if you're so for helping the old and handicapped people, like I've heard him talking about too, why don't you quit your talk show host and work full-time in a nursing home like supposedly there is a shortage and we need these immigrants for? You know, why don't you quit your talk show host? And so.
Well, you know, as I said, that is a false argument.
Yeah, as a cab driver, I've given people that work in these nursing homes a ride to work, and I ask them, do you feel like you don't get enough vacation time, or they work you too many hours? And they usually say no. So this talk about there's a nursing shortage, I've heard another side of the story from talking to real nurses. So.
Well, look, if there's a nursing shortage, it should be a vocation that people seek, because obviously if there's a shortage, they are going to be paying very well.
Yeah, and how much do these chief executive officers of these big corporations, do they care about the people in the nursing homes? No, I don't think so.
Of course.
Look at how much money they get paid for doing that, and a lot of times these corporations are big failures anyway on profitability and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call, my friend. You know, when you look at, man, and I know it's a pet peeve of mine, this thing called democracy. When you look at this debate, I mean, this is why politicians in Washington are so gone on this issue about illegal immigration. What politicians see, and it also helps explain the silly one man, one vote, because what they are looking at and their decision to give amnesty is based solely on the fact that they look at this growing Hispanic population. They see them as voters. If there were rules, as the founders intended, of who could vote, and I know this upsets a lot of people because their original intent was only white male property owners could vote. And it wasn't until the 19th Amendment came along that they allowed women the right to vote. And the founders were very emphatic about, they weren't discriminating against women. They just felt that men, property owners, had a better ability to analyze the issues and vote accordingly. And the reason it was property owners, because property owners, by and large, are responsible people. In other words, they pay their taxes, they look after their property, they have a vested interest, in other words, of making sure that this fragile thing called liberty maintains itself, free market, private property ownership, and all that kind of good stuff. But what these politicians are doing, they are just simply pandering. They are fearful. This is what they're fearful of. This is what the Republicans are fearful of. That if they don't pass amnesty, then the Hispanics' vote is going to move to the Democrats. It's all based on, it's all based on votes, pure and simple. Well, if you had to address who can vote, who can't vote, this would be a non-issue. And they wouldn't be voting for amnesty. And I know they say it's not amnesty. I mean, they're trying, they're selling you a pig and a poke. Of course it's amnesty. There's no other word for it. Of course it is. It's, you know, it's this large elephant sitting in the middle of the lounge that nobody can see. Nobody wants to address the real issue. That's why the situation is getting worse and worse and worse, because nobody has the guts to stand up and address the real important issues. It's the same thing with race relations. Nobody wants to address race relations in America. They want to sugarcoat it. They want to talk about slavery 500 years ago. Nobody addresses the real issue. So it festers like an open wound. We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
That I didn't want to hear, but I knew that it would come.
Don't you hate those phone calls?
Oh, true friend of ours.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this hour. Another hour to come, brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Republic Trading Group, your source for hot assets. Get them while you can. Give us a call at 1-800-691-7898. Why do business with Republic Trading Group? Well, quite simply, your support of Republic Trading Group helps directly to support Republic Broadcasting Network. It was put together well over a year ago for that very purpose. Because if you look at the mainstream media, which lies on a consistent basis, and the other so-called conservative radio shows who seem to lie on a consistent basis as well, people are searching for the truth because they're finally all realizing what's going on. Could Republic Broadcasting Network be a force to change things? Yeah. In other words, you've got to give it a shot. Doing nothing is not an option. And so with your help and support, it will enable John Stadtmuller and the RBN to expand the market. Because people are going to eventually find us. And it's also one great way of protecting your savings from erosion. Quick check, markets are closed in New York City for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Let's have a quick check, see how they finished up. Gold closed up $7.80, ended the day at $590.20. Gold had a low of 585, a high of 592. Silver closed up 25 cents at $11.79. It had a low at 11.45, a high 11.85. Platinum closed up $6 at 1,077, had a low of 1,064, a high of 1,082. Palladium was up $8 on the day, closed at 3.44. It had a low of 3.36, a high of 3.46. The Dow still on a tear for no apparent reason whatsoever, up 121 points at 11,229, NASDAQ up 11 at 2,351. The dollar still weaker by 3 basis points. Crude oil continues to soar, up 77 cents at $67.40 a barrel. You can find stories about the Iranian oil boss, and many, many articles from many learned people on Republic Trading Group's website, republictradinggroup.com. You can also access it through RBN Live. And mixed in, because you can't separate finance and politics, mixed in with all the financial news is obviously other news that should be of interest. Interesting article by good friend J.J. Johnson from SierraTimes.com. He weighs in on the immigration issue. And there's this interesting quote by Will Durant. It starts off the news. A great civilization is not conquered from without until it has been destroyed from within. Coming up next hour, we're going to try again to hook up with Dr. Adrian Krieg. And so hang tight, my friends. We'll be right back after this.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.